From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, January 4th. Coming up, Central Illinois saw several tornado touchdowns yesterday. We'll learn more about the storms and how they formed on a warm January day from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. That conversation in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois lawmakers are back in Springfield this week as they try to wrap things up before they adjourn this session for the last time. Alex Stegman reports.
They're in for what's called the lame duck session. They sometimes use this period for controversial legislation. It might be easier to convince outgoing lawmakers to support things when they're not worried about re-election. 12 years ago, lame duck was used to pass an income tax increase. 2 years ago, it was the Safety Act. This year, it appears lawmakers are poised to discuss a ban on the sale and manufacture of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. The session is scheduled to start today, and depending on how busy it is, could wrap up just hours before new lawmakers are sworn in next Wednesday. I'm Alex Stegman.
The Illinois Supreme Court has halted a law that would have eliminated cash bail January 1st. The justices are reviewing a lower court's decision that the law is unconstitutional. State's attorney for Macoupin County, Jordan Garrison, says he's relieved the Supreme Court has paused the law from going into effect. If they hadn't, he says cash bail would be intact in some counties and abolished in others.
We have a town called Brighton, which shares three counties. So if a cop was in Macoupin County, they would follow one version of the law. If they're in Madison County or Jersey County, they'd follow a different version of the law. That was not sustainable.
It's unclear when the Supreme Court could decide the case. Advocates have been pushing to eliminate cash bail, arguing it leaves poor people incarcerated just because they can't afford to post bail. A University of Illinois agriculture professor says work and environmental conditions can be harmful to farmers' mental health. Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez reports.
According to recent information from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, farmers are twice as likely to commit suicide compared to other occupations. Josie Ridolfi is a professor of agricultural and biological engineering at the U of I. She says the stressors that farmers face include working in an isolated work environment and unpredictable environmental conditions such as drought.
We also then know that the problem is somewhat compounded by the fact that a lot of agricultural workers reside and work in rural areas where perhaps mental health services are not readily available. And as a result, they sort of suffer in silence.
Ridolfi says it's important to acknowledge what farmers are going through. She says she hopes there will be more engagement from healthcare facilities to meet the needs of farmers. I am Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
Despite major damage caused by a water pipe break, nearly 600 students at Paris High School are scheduled to return to class as normal today. After days of below-freezing temperatures, a fire suppression line broke on Christmas Day, showering classrooms, hallways, the library, and other rooms with gallons of pressurized water. Jeremy Larson is superintendent of Paris Union School District 95. He says alternative plans are underway because the all-wood gym floor must be replaced.
Now, the gym floor won't be operational for students to have PE. However, we have already made accommodations throughout the community to make sure that students can have physical activity throughout the day.
Larson says the gym floor renovation may not be complete until this summer. Paris High School is 60 miles southeast of Champaign, near the Illinois-Indiana border. Still to come, Champaign weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard will explain how tornadoes formed in central Illinois yesterday. That conversation is coming up next on 217 Today.
The Great American Recipe is an 8-part cooking competition that celebrates the multiculturalism that makes American food unique and iconic. This series gives talented home cooks the opportunity to showcase their signature dishes to win the competition for America's Best Recipe. Alejandro Ramos hosts, and judges Leah Cohen, Tiffany Derry, and Graham Elliott bring professional insights and culinary knowledge to support the contestants. Stream this and other exceptional cooking shows as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Today, the National Weather Service will take a closer look at least 5 tornado touchdown spots in central Illinois. Yesterday, the tornadoes were spotted in Christian, Logan, Macon, and Sangamon counties. No one was injured. So what caused us to see so many tornadoes, and could we see more this winter? Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick got answers from Champaign weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
where we had a very strong storm system, a very amplified jet stream. Now, that is common for this time of year during the winter. What's not common in January is to have 65 degree temperatures, dew points pushing up to 60 degrees. It was very warm and humid out there across central Illinois, and with very cold upper level temperatures. I'm talking as you head into the mid-levels of the atmosphere up where our commercial airliners fly, we had bitterly cold temperatures. Forecast models on Tuesday morning showed surface winds out of the southwest across central Illinois. But what we really saw happen during the early to mid-afternoon hours was those surface winds turned out of the southeast. That slight shift from southwest to southeasterly really increased the low-level shear in the lower levels of the atmosphere. We generated thunderstorms that began to rotate and in some cases produced a few tornadoes.
So I know we are all thinking about winter. So if you are, you know, out there and you're hearing about the tornado warnings, but you're on the road and it has already gotten dark because it's after 5 p.m., what should people do?
You want to make sure that you're listening to a local radio station, especially if you are in the car, if you're traveling on the interstates. That will really help you understand where the tornadoes are in relation to you. And as storms begin to approach, it might just be a good idea to pull off, maybe stop at a truck stop or a rest area, somewhere where there's not just a sturdy shelter available, but so that you're not driving in the heavy rain and blinding lightning. It becomes very difficult to see. Your risk for hydroplaning increases during the when we've got water, you know, on the roadway. So you just it's a good idea to pull over and let the storms pass, especially in the nighttime here in the winter months.
So for people who don't track the weather as closely as you do, is it unusual to have these kind of severe storms sometimes in the winter?
It's unusual, but it's not impossible. If you go back to December 1st, 2018, that now stands as the third largest tornado outbreak in Illinois state history, the largest single day tornado outbreak with 29 tornadoes reported across the state of Illinois. You go back to December 10th, 2021, devastating outbreak of tornadoes across portions of Illinois into Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas. And then here we go, January 3rd, we've got multiple tornadoes across central Illinois, at least one of which doing damage. So it is rare to get severe weather in the winter months. But here in Illinois, we kind of live on that dividing line where, yes, sometimes we get bitterly cold temperatures like we saw 2 weeks ago. But yes, we can also sometimes tap into the warm sector of these storm systems, which is what we did on January 3rd. There was heavy snow, winter storm conditions well off to the north across portions of Nebraska, into the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. This storm system took a little bit further of a north track, though. So we went into the warm sector that allowed those temperatures to warm into the mid-60s, allow the dew points to climb up to 60 degrees, and that, again, set the stage for severe weather across central Illinois. So again, rare, not impossible, and not impossible that this could happen again as we head through the rest of January, February, and March. It's likely we'll have more cold days than not, but it's just something that, you know, we can't always put severe weather completely out of the back of our minds here in central Illinois. Even in the winter months, even when it's 10 below, this could be 2 weeks off into the future.
That was Shambana weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard talking with Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick. The worst storm damage reported yesterday was just outside the Macon County community of Maroa, where debris from a damaged grain bin was scattered near U.S. 51. And finally, in your forecast, Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly cloudy and cooler today, with a chance of light showers or flurries and a high of 39 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, Luis Velasquez, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.